If you've not met me before, my name's Lucy. I've been part of the church here for just over a year, so it's brilliant to be doing something a bit different with you this morning. So this passage that we just read, thank you so much for thinking about that, it's brilliant. I've been thinking about it over the last couple of months, and it's really started to come alive to me in a slightly different way, and I like to start calling it Peter Walks on Water. It's a fascinating story that I think has more to sort of tell us than maybe sort of more certainly that I've taken from it before. I think one of the things that really stood out for me and that Linda's just read for us is that when right at the beginning of the story, when Jesus and the disciples are together, Jesus has sent them away. So he said, "We are going to the other side. That's what's going to happen. We're going to the other side. I'll meet you there." That's slightly confusing to begin with. How's he going to get there when he's walking and they're in a boat? And how are they all going to meet up? And the disciples must have kind of assumed that they weren't going to see him for a little while. And then we have this really fascinating line, I don't know if you heard it, that Jesus sees them when he's on shore and they're in the boat and they're buffeted by the waves. And I love that because the only way we could know that, the only way we could hear that line is if Jesus actually told them later on, I saw you and you were being buffeted by the waves. That's like a little snippet into Jesus' side of the story. And the reason I love that is it kind of tells us what Jesus is already kind of thinking and doing. He sees them, he wants to be with them. He decides he's going to go and walk out to be with them in the waves, in the buffeting. And that's already a pretty great story, isn't it? Jesus walking out, being on the water, what a great story. What a great kind of a moment of our God is powerful, our God is kind, he wants to be with us. And then we have this moment where Peter sees it, and his response is, "Do you know what? I want to join in. That's great, Jesus. Can I join in?" And the sense I get of Jesus in this passage is that he's like, "Yes, great idea, Peter. Fantastic." Yes, he's not like, "Hang on, Peter. Actually, just let me get to the boat. I've got some stuff to say to you. That's actually not what we're doing here. I've got this plan about how I want to be with you." He sees Peter's idea, and he's like, "Yes." I don't know if you've ever been in meetings where people talk about no but people or yes and people. In this moment, Jesus yes ands Peter's idea. And he's like, "I'm going to take that idea and I'm going to use it as something to show you who you are, Peter." And I actually think this moment is one of the reasons why Jesus chooses Peter to be the rock, to be the one who builds his church on. He loves the yes and he uses it even when Peter gets scared, when the waves become a bit too big. When the idea is great, then he has to walk it out with vulnerability, and it's scary. Jesus is happy to be interrupted, even when he's in the middle of a miracle, and he wants to include Peter. He wants to collaborate with Peter. He wants to include Peter's idea. What kind of God does that? That he's not just content to be this almighty creator, but he actually wants to create with us. He wants to collaborate with our ideas. And guess what miracle comes just before this in Matthew 14? It's the feeding of the 5,000. And what happens in the feeding of the 5,000? People are hungry. The disciples are sort of like, "It's getting a bit late. Jesus, just send them away. Let them go get some food." And Jesus' response is, "Oh, you feed them. What have you got to drink? What have you got to offer?" And they say, "Oh, we've only got 5 loaves and 2 fish. Like, what's the point of that? Just send them away." And Jesus says, "Bring it to me. Bring it to me." What kind of a God is prepared to use even the small bits that we have? You may feel like you don't have much, but Jesus wants to use what you have today if you bring it to him. And that should, if we rightly understand the story, slightly scare us, because it means the maker of the universe is waiting for you and me to contribute, and sometimes I don't want to. And throughout the Bible, when we start thinking about God as this creator who's wanting to make with us, wanting to collaborate with us, we can see God giving the Holy Spirit specifically to artists and makers to create and make things. So we've got in Exodus 31, one of the first people who is recorded as receiving the Holy Spirit is Bezalel, I'm sorry for pronunciation, who is given the skill of making artistic designs for the tent of meeting by the Holy Spirit. That's why he's filled with the Holy Spirit. Or in 1 Kings 7, King Solomon and Hiram build the temple, and the Bible describes in detail how they made each of the items in the temple and the different designs they made. They filled the temple images of pomegranates and fruit because God had specifically requested that when he talked to Bezalel about tent of meeting. How amazing is that? Well, then when in Nehemiah calls out to God because the temple walls and the temple has been destroyed, the walls of Jerusalem are in ruins, and God gives him favor to go and rebuild the walls. So, God is a creator. He loves and values creative skills, and he wants to create with us. And so today, we're going to practice that together, which I know is when your stomach starts going, oh no, this isn't what we do normally, and we should be singing some songs now. I'm not ready for this, don't worry, I feel the same. But why are we going to do it? We're going to do it because we want to engage with our Creator God, who wants to collaborate with us. That's why we need to do it. We want to engage just like Peter did. We want to offer God worship. So normally we do that with music, and that might be what you're used to, that might be what you feel more comfortable with or skilled with. But maybe acts of service, that might be how you normally worship God. And today we're just going to try something different, and we're just going to worship in a different way by creating visual things as worship to God. And it's okay if it's not something we don't really love and we don't want to do it again, that's fine. We're just trying it out today. I bet the first time I came to church and had to sing was probably a bit weird as well, wasn't it? So yeah, we're just going to practice something new. Learning is actually a really good spiritual discipline. You know, being one step outside your comfort zone is one space that Jesus can meet us in our vulnerability. When Peter's stepping out of the boat, you know, as we've heard, it doesn't go well, does it? He starts to panic. He has the great idea, but he feels vulnerable. But Jesus chooses to show him that he's going to show up for him in his vulnerability. When he takes the step, he's going to be met by Jesus in his vulnerability. Or in the feeding of the 5,000, maybe like disciples, you think, oh, but this food isn't very good. I've only got this small amount. This isn't like that great. Well, Jesus still wants us to trust him with what we bring, to trust him with the small thing that we bring. Now, I don't know if you know an artist called Henri Matisse. This is one of his paintings. He was an impressionist, which is sort of 200 years ago or so now. Henri Matisse was one of the key impressionists. He was changing the way people viewed art. This is one of them. Another one's a landscape. It might come back in a minute. It's not important if it doesn't. But Matisse, they were trying all these different things as the impressionists, moving what art was about. But he has a famous quote that says, "Creativity takes courage. It takes courage and vulnerability to try something and have people see it and to feel a bit out of your comfort zone." But God, I think that's kind of why God asks us to do it, because it takes courage and because it makes us feel a bit unusual or a bit uncomfortable. He wants us to take risks with him. But he doesn't ask us to be perfect. He didn't ask Peter to be perfect, and he met Peter in that process. You don't have to be perfect today, and Jesus isn't going to wait until you're a famous artist in order to collaborate with you. He wants you to bring something today. So, first things first, can you turn to the person next to you and say, you don't have to be perfect today? Yeah. If you were human being.
My goodness.
In a moment, we are going to gather around some tables around the room. And I'm going to explain a little bit about what those tables are. Each of the tables is going to have some people with them and some instructions. So I'm going to give you a headline now. But if you're confused, you can go to the table, you can read the instructions, and you can meet the person who's there. Okay? So. Thank you so much, Esther. We can jump on. So we've got one more on this slide. So we've got Mr. Matisse, and he says, creativity takes courage. That's Matisse. So we should jump one more forward, if that's okay. Yeah, so we've got the main entrance of church now. We've got me in the front. This is a diagram, it might not work. For our tapestry, over this side, underneath the gazebo, we have a table that is a free space to draw. And amazingly, it's already been used, which I'm so happy about. You might have to queue. So that is free space to draw. If you just want to do your own thing, we've got a lovely log, piece of paper there that I hope you can completely fill with drawings. If you want some space for reflection about the year that's just gone, what went well in 2025, what are you hoping for in 2026? Let's record it there so we've got a tapestry of all the good things that God's blessed us with last year. Over at the back, the next one is We Are St John's. So in that corner, we want to celebrate everything that's brilliant about being part of this church. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. I'd love us to record memories, to share some memories on that table of what it's been like to be part of this church. If you can, I'd love you to have a go at drawing a building or drawing some of the streets nearby. There are historic maps, new maps, photos of the building that you can trace over. And we'd love to record some memories that are important to you and your family in that place. Over this side, we have two tables, one that is a collage table and one that's a watercolour table. And on those two, I'd really love you to think about blessing this church with a prayer. Can you create a visual prayer, either writing that out or drawing that out, or using collage image to create an image that is a visual prayer for this church? Maybe you've got a word 2026 that you could offer us to the church, or a picture, and if you're familiar with prophetic prayer, we'd love to record that. Or maybe there's a Bible verse that you think is really important to the church and to yourself and family this year. We'd love you to write that out and collage that into an image in that space. So we are very lucky today to have someone with us who is an artist day to day, Rich Wells and his family have come across, which is part of STC Church, Sir and Hannah across here. And yes, it's a privilege to have them with us today to just learn a bit from them. So I'm just going to invite Rich up now to just tell us a little bit about what he does day to day. So thanks so much, Rich. What do you do day to day? What's life as an artist look like to you? And you pray for the microphone.
This is loud. Oh. Hello everyone. So I feel the pressure introduced as an artist. I do a lot of different things. I'm a designer. So I run a company with my wife Bryony, and we do various different projects. Bryony has a Bible journal writing business that she does with two of her friends. I do design and branding projects. I'm head of design at an education company, so we make tools for teachers and students that are used around the world. And I helped to start a social enterprise called Printed By Us. So you may have heard of it. It's based in Sheffield. It's part of the Archer Project. And so they work with people who maybe have experienced homelessness or addiction and other kind of tough things, and have come out the streets and are looking for things to do. So Printed By Us print t-shirts and posters, and we have a shop in Chapel Walk and a printing studio in Orchard Square. And so that's the kind of thing that runs itself now that I was involved in at the start. And we partnered with lots of artists, and there's loads of kind of t-shirts and different prints that people can buy that all goes back into that business. So I design things, and I also make art. And I make a lot of collages and different things on my computer that I like to share with the world. I got into collage making when I became a dad. And I was sitting there cutting and sticking, and I thought, this looks really good. And since then, I've been making lots of collages. I share them on the internet. And for me, it's a really nice outlet to express myself, but also think, how can I make things that I feel are beautiful and true? I don't know about you, but if you use social media and have all these apps, I know the more time I spend on social media, the less happy and whole I feel. But I know there are a lot of people out there who spend a lot of time on these apps and platforms, and so I'm trying to make things, I sort of feel a little bit of a calling to make things that, I feel like beautiful and true, and hopefully points in God in some kind of way, or at least open up conversations with people that I know, or I've had some really amazing chats with people in the past year, three making of that. So yeah, that's a bit of what I do, and I'm really happy to be here.
And Rich, if you had advice for us as we start this process, if we've not done it for a long time, or maybe we've never sort of sat down and done some of the things we're going to do today, what would you advise us as we start going into making?
So yeah, if you, I'm guessing not many people here are collage artists. Or if you're doing this kind of thing, I imagine you might be like, why? What's the point in this? There's more important things to be doing. I'm not very creative, or I can't make anything that's good. And if you're feeling those things, I just want you to know that I feel that stuff all the time too. And free yourself from the pressure to make anything profound or beautiful. Or like, it doesn't, the whole point of this is to just have fun. I think there's a lot of a lot in the Bible about being like a child and play. And I think I often think of Jesus when he, God, Jesus didn't talk in bullet points and call to actions. He told stories that were creative, and people could engage with in different ways. And I think there's something in the process of doing this that's really important. Doing things together, putting things together, especially collage. The thing I like about it is we're taking stuff and putting stuff together to make a new thing. It can be fun. And a lot of the time, I view it as like almost a language, or like almost like praying in tongues or something. I put things together. Often I just cut out circles and stick things down. And I don't know what I'm doing most of the time. But then I'll be surprised by a thought that comes into my head, or a picture or something else. And I think that can happen when we're in that space of just doing something with our hands and being open. So I just encourage you to have fun. Chat to people around you. You don't have to start with an idea. If you don't have one in your head, just start putting things down. Make a mess, like Luke said. There's something good about that. And I think, it's a really great chance to be here and to do this stuff together. So have fun.
Thank you so much. A whole round of applause for Rich. Thank you so much, Rich. If I had given you a task to be on a table, if you could gently make your way to a table now that you know that you're supposed to be on, and the rest of us, we're just going to take a second to regroup. I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll start thinking about which table we want to go to, and we want to explore. You can go to different tables. You may find you want to do multiple different ones over the time that we're here. If you know that you've got a table to sit at, you can just go to that one now, that would be fantastic. And I'll just pray for us as we begin this process. Thank you so much. Yes, so good. We just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that we're starting a new year together as church family. We just pray a blessing over the rest of the service. We want to pray and collaborate with you in your name, Lord. Amen. So take a second and then.